Yes, sir. What's going on? That's right, King Judah 23. We back. I know you guys saying, man, good Lord. It's been a while since you put out a fresh show. I know. I have just been up and down, up and down. You know, hey, listen, even Yah's people sometimes get a little weary. I ain't gonna lie to you, but that's why I had to come with this, because the Most High showed me a couple days ago my next podcast, my next talking points. Well, we're gonna talk about the future of the podcast. That's thank you very much for tuning in. Today's topic, you should not fear if you will, Yah. Yes, man, you should not fear if you're with Yah. Now, I know about the whole situation in Israel, and guess what? I couldn't be more happier. I couldn't be more excited, because now the Most High's word is coming to fruition. The Most High's word is coming into fruition. I'm going to keep saying it one more time. The Most High's plan is coming together. Israel has to be destroyed, guys. Yes, Israel has to be destroyed before his people shall return to the Holy Land. And I'm gonna explain that to you. And I know people gonna say, oh, that's so harsh. That's so ugly to say. That's so mean and hateful. But I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna go to the book of Job, chapter 5, 21 through 27. You shall not worry if you are with Yah. Okay? And let me go into the future of this podcast first and foremost before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show here. This podcast, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm trying to grow my business. I'm trying to grow some businesses. My businesses, including my foundation. I really have not paid attention to even my nonprofit. I have a nonprofit organization called Autism First Foundation. It's AWE-TISM First Foundation. And that's a nonprofit organization that that I created. And I have been neglecting it. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, man. I have been neglecting it. I really have been neglecting it. I have a transportation business. I have a dispatching business. I have a lot of businesses. I'm gonna be honest with you. And guess what? It's all thanks to Yah, to Him, Yahweh being Yahweh. Okay? It's all thanks to Him. I'm only a man. I can only do but so much. But Yah has given me favor with being an entrepreneur. Yah has given me favor by working for myself and don't have to worry about working for another man for 20, 30 years. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't look down on anybody for getting a check. Go get your check, okay? Go get your check, boo-boo, all right? Because I'm not paying your bills, right? But anyway, you should not fear when you with Yah. Yes, that's going to be a topic. You should not fear when you with Yah. And I'm going to say this here. I keep hearing people say, oh, man, there's destruction going on. There's this going on. There's that going on. Man, this, that, and the third, and blase, blah, and this is going to happen on this day, and this is going to happen on that day, and this is going to happen on this day. And then 2 years from now, we ain't going to be able to do this. 2 years from now, we ain't going to be able to do that. No, you're not going to be able to do that. But me, as a child of Yah, I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing, right? Right? I hear Andrew Tate. He sit up there. He's so passionate. I'm going to show you how little faith and his non-believing in Yah. First of all, Andrew Tate is brotherhood number one. Let's just get all that out the way, number one. We know he's brotherhood. But we're going to go with what he is giving us. In the next couple of years, we're going to be slaves. And they want all electric cars. And so it's going to be controlled. And we won't have no more money. It's going to be digitized. And all this, we won't be able to do this, we won't be able to do that. No, you nigga is not gonna be able to do nothing. But me, as a child of Yah, I only answer to Yah. See, and that's the problem with 90% of the people. And I'm gonna talk about America. We're not gonna talk about other countries, but because I don't know what other countries are doing. I don't know what Mexico's doing. I don't know what Canada's doing. I don't know what Russia's doing. I don't know what the Bahamas are doing. Okay, but I know what the Americas is doing, right? 85 to 90% of the people. This is all across all race, creeds, colors, genders. Doesn't matter if you gay, straight, backwards. Doesn't motherfucking matter. I am telling you right now, 85 to 90% of the people in America have no faith. Period. They have no faith. And I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back, because I know some people, I know some Asians is sitting and listening to my show, and I'm saying the same thing. 85 to 90% of the people here in America have no faith. Period. They believe anything in man. They rely on man. I'm seeing Donald Trump. Everybody is praising Donald Trump all of a sudden. No, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the man's funny. I think Donald Trump is a hilarious man. He's very, very funny. But I'm not going to rely on him for anything. Everybody keep talking about, well, what Joe Biden going to do? And Joe Biden said that to put the wall back up. And Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris, they said this. And the senators are saying that, and the governors are saying this, and the lawyers are saying that, and the Supreme Court judges are doing this. And it doesn't matter what man does, it's all about Yah. That's what it's about, man. You keep worrying about what a man is going to do. You're going to keep worrying about what a man is thinking. You keep worrying about what a man is going to go blow this bitch up or not. We don't worry about what man is going to do. We're going to worry about what Yah is representing. That's right. I'm so sick and tired of hearing Christians talking about, let's pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Fuck them son of a bitches. Let them bitches burn. I don't give a fuck what Gaza does. I don't give a fuck what them niggas do, the Palestinians do to the people. I don't give two flying fucks about them, because they are evil anyway. Revelations 2 and 9 says that the people who call themselves Jews and which are not is committing blasphemy. That's what the Most High said in his word. So we're going to sit up here and we're going to pray for some people that are demons? I keep telling people, be careful what you pray for. Stop praying for every damn body. That's that Martin Luther King spirit. That's that Martin Luther King, I'm going to say it again, that's that MLK spirit that is continuing to drive into Americana. I keep saying that one more time. Let's say that one more time for the people in the back. It's that Martin Luther King spirit. Oh, pray for Israel. Fuck Israel. They're not the real people of Israel anyway. The real people of Israel is the indigenous black man, woman, and child. Yeah, I know you're going to sit up there. Oh, man, that's so racist. Why are you? See, when a black man tells truth, all of a sudden it's racist. That's the most retarded shit in the whole entire world. First of all, let's break down racism, number one. First of all, it's race. That's the first part of racism. The first part, the first word is race. It's a race to get to the top. It's a race to get to the top of the food chain. It's a race to get to the top of the infrastructure. It's a race to get to the top of your politicians and your lawmakers. Why you think Asians and Jewish people don't hardly vote? See, this is the reason why our people is so fucking retarded. I keep saying 85 to 90% of our people are stupid. And that's across America. Because you keep believing a vote. You keep saying, oh, we're going to vote them out. We're going to vote them out. And you're going to bring another demon in. Just like, oh, well, we're going to get Trump out because we're tired of his racism. And you got somebody who's worse than Donald Trump. Come on, hello. You keep thinking that your vote means something. Man, they don't give a fuck about your life. They don't give a shit about your life. But you gonna, but they gonna worry about your vote, man, please. You are an idiot to keep thinking that. You are a dumbass to keep thinking that. Well, we're gonna read from the Book of Job 5:21. But before I get to reading the scriptures here, because we're gonna really break this thing down, I want to say to my viewers and to my listeners and my followers, I want to thank you so much for everything you have done for me. Listen to my podcast. Continue to give me good ratings. I'm spreading all across the world. Now we are in Panama. Now we're in South America, man. I am telling you guys, man, it is a beautiful thing, man, when you hear people of Yah from around the world, not just America, but people around the world listening to this. People around the world that is intrigued by this, man. I love it. I absolutely love it, man. And I want to break down this announcement. Judah Light Podcast will be shutting down for a while. I'm going to say that again. For a while. And the reason why I'm going to do that, because we're going to come back bigger and better in 2024. That's right. We're going to come back bigger and better. But I'm going to shut down 2023 as we speak right now. We're a fire-ass podcast. We're gonna break. We're gonna end 2023 the right way. We're gonna end season 8 the right way. And so I want to say again, this will be the last show of the year. That doesn't mean July podcast was no longer gonna happen. I'm gonna say that again. Okay, it will happen. July podcast will be back next year, but we are planning on to be on Roku Fire Stick. That's right. We are planning. We are going to start being on TV. Okay? And I need to get some people together that is like-minded. And I'm going to say this again. I'm going to put this out on the podcast. Okay? I need like-minded people who knows the digital, the streaming world, the music world. I need like-minded people. Again, this is a collective effort. This is not about just about me. It's not just about this person or that person. It's a collective effort. I want to build a network where Yah's word is on 24/7. And we need like-minded people to jump on this bandwagon with us. Hopefully, next year, I don't know what time next year when we're going to launch this thing. I don't know. Please do not tell me. It may be 2024. Hell, maybe 2025. I have done more than enough episodes. I have done more than enough scripture shows. I have done more than enough topics. Talk about topics, certain topics. I have talked about Yah and having faith with Yah many times. I just got done saying talking about faith with Yah. If you want to continue to listen to this podcast, please do. Please go to my old episodes. Go to Black People, We Are Special. Go to 85-90% of People Are Stupid. Go to The Banking System Is Failing Us. Go to all that. Man, please continue to listen. Please continue to share with others. This is not just for you. You need to share with others. If they have like-minded ideas like you, share with them. Okay? But Yah's word does not stop. But as far as Judah Light Podcast is concerned, we are going to pretty much are going to stop as of right now with the radio show. Just for right now. It doesn't mean that we're done with Judah Light Podcast. It doesn't mean we're done. No, we're not done by no stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, this is only the beginning. I'm going to say this again. This is only the beginning. Okay? This is only the beginning. But we need to push this thing forward. We need to elevate it a lot more. And I will be getting with some people in the very near future, before 2023 ends and closes the door on 2023. I will be getting with some like-minded people, with some self-promotions, okay? We'll be doing promotions. We'll be doing, hopefully promoting, promoting the Judah Life Podcast Network. So, we're looking to be on Roku. We're looking to be on Fire Stick. We're gonna have our own channel, guys. See, you know, I'm gonna tell you something, man. A lot of, and I'm gonna say this here before I get to the meat and potatoes of this show. This is the reason why a lot of Christians are still stuck in their ways. They're still stuck in the same old platforms. They're still stuck in the same old ideas. In life, if you want to evolve, you got to evolve your businesses. You got to evolve yourself. Everything, you got to evolve. Everything's got to be to the next level. We can't continue to be on the same level. Yes, I could continue to talk about Yahweh and on this radio network, and guess what? It's going to be great. But Yah has been showing me signs, showing me different signs, man. Hey, we need to go to the digital platform. We need to go to the Roku. We need to go to the Fire Stick. We need to be like a Netflix type of entity. These are the things that's going to continue to grow out, going to grow our network and grow our word. I want to be out there in Africa. I want to be out there, on the continent of Africa. I want to be out there in Southeast Asia. I want to be out there in Asia. I want to be out there in China. I want to be out there in all around the world, all 197 countries. First of all, it's more than 197 countries, but we're going to give them what they give us. I want to be out there in the whole 197 countries. I want everybody around the world to have the opportunity to listen to Judah Light Podcast, to listen to the word, to listen to the truth, not just listen to a pastor shucking and bucking and hunching. Oh, man, do you see pastor bucking? Did you see? No, I'm not doing no bucking. We are telling truth because Yahweh is coming. He is coming. What's going on in Israel, he is coming. What did the Most High say in his word? My people shall return to Israel. Then that's where I'll come back. Well, guess what, baby? The Most High also said in his word, do not go to Israel right now. It is not for his people. It's not for Israel. The people who occupy Israel are devils. They are Satan's children. So guess what? So what's going on in Israel right now? It's Yah's plan. Yes. What's going on in Gaza and in Israel and Hamas is planned. Yah is planning this. Let Yah work. You sitting up there, oh, I hope those people in Israel, oh, those people who got kidnapped, those American citizens who got kidnapped in Israel, I hope they're all right. Man, fuck them. They are part of those devils. Let them burn. Let them cut their heads off. Put on a damn shelf somewhere so everybody can see. See, I'm going to tell you something. Yah is coming. And everybody keeps thinking that the Most High is some old soft-ass, pussy-ass nigga. I keep telling you, when he comes, he's coming with fire. He's not coming with no hugging and kisses and a Snicker bar and say, eat this and you'll be okay and I'm going to burp you. No, he ain't going to say none of that. It is coming with fire. I'll keep sitting up here with this bullshit. Oh, the Most High, he's so merciful. And he is. He is merciful. He is forgiving. But he ain't no pussy. He ain't no sucker-ass nigga. He ain't no simp-ass nigga. He ain't no Rudy Too Fresh and Fruity-ass nigga. He is none of that. He is Yahweh be Yahweh, the entity. I am who I am in Hebrew. Y'all better stop disrespecting the Most High, man. Y'all better stop disrespecting Yahweh, man. Y'all better stop disrespecting him. Y'all better stop disrespecting him and start respecting his word. Every single day that you get up is another opportunity to spread his word. Every single day you get up is another opportunity for you to spread his word. And a lot of you guys right now are failing miserably. Family. Outright family. Let's go to Job chapter 5, 21 through 27, Sean. Yes, sir. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes. See, this is why I say, as long as you have Yahweh, let's read 21 one more time. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes. Y'all keep talking about, oh, man, what's going on in Israel? Man, what's going on in Atlanta? Man, what's going on in Philly? Man, what's going on in New York? Man, what's going on in Cali? Man, what's going on in Memphis, man? You should be protected from the lash of the tongue because you have Yah's covering, right? You will laugh. Here's 22. And this is the thing that is going to trip up people the most, right? You will laugh at destruction and famine. You and need not fear the wild animals. Come on, man. You will laugh at destruction and famine. How many times I keep saying this? Everybody got tickets for Beyonce. Everybody got tickets for the NBA Finals. Everybody got tickets for the Super Bowl. Everybody got all this money to go on vacation. Everybody want to go to Jamaica so bad. Dominican Republic. Everybody want to go to Thailand. But don't have not one food source saved up. Don't have not one canned goods saved up. You will laugh at destruction and famine. When people say, man, I'm hungry, man. Man, dog, man, I'm hungry, man. I haven't eaten a whole month because they haven't saved nothing. Those are the same niggas that went to go spend $2,000 on Beyonce. Period. You will laugh at destruction and famine and need not fear the wild animals. First of all, the wild animals is coming from Yah. Woo, come on. See, I can stop right there. I can stop right then and there. We're going to stop right there. Do you know the wild animals work for Yah? Woo, come on, man. The wild animals know who you are. The wild animals know exactly who you are, man. They know who you are. Y'all sitting up here talking about some damn, oh, man, they talking about they're going to take this away. And they're going to talk about that. And they talking about COVID coming back. And they talking about this. And they talking about, man, come on, man. They ain't got 1 ounce of faith. Not 1 ounce. But you want Yah to protect you, man, please. Anyway, 23. For you will have a covenant with stones of the field, and the wild animal will be peace with you. Come on, they will be at peace. The wild animal will be at peace with you. The bear's going to be hugging you. I don't think you hearing me, man. The Most High said in his word, for you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild animal will be at peace with you. Man, come on, man. The hyenas is going to be laughing with you. The hyenas is going to be kissing on you and licking your face. The bears are going to be protecting you. The bears, nigga. Yeah, the bears. You're going to have rattlesnakes rattling and biting the enemy to protect you. Yeah. The wild animal. See, when the universe is with you, when you don't depend on Jesus Christ and Christianity, and you understand who the Most High truly is, you understand what the Most High is all about, the wild animals fuck with you, dog. The trees fuck with you. The soil fucks with you. The grass fucks with you. The water fucks with you, man. They know who the hell you are. Do you think the Jordan River is truly dried up? Yah said, I will make water come from the rocks, man. Do you understand what he's saying? Do you truly understand what he is saying, man? The Most High said, I will make water come out of the rocks, man. You think Jordan River is truly dried up? No, that's for the people who don't have no faith. They see through the physical. Oh, man, it's all dried up. But the Mother Most High said, no, it's not dried up. I got plenty of water. But you can't see it until it's time to see it. Whoo. 24, bitches. Anyway, you will know that your tent is secure, and you will take stock of your property and find nothing missing. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me right now. Tell me why Tell me why the Most High said, you will know that your tent is secure and you will take stock of your property and find nothing missing. Do you think, let me tell you something. When this whole thing goes goes to shit, when this whole country goes to shit, people are going to be breaking into people's homes. People are going to break into people's homes, try to find food, try to find you. But you are going to flee just for a moment. When you come back to your house, nothing was missing. That's because Yah protected your property. The animals protected your property. Have you ever noticed when you walk out of your house, sometimes there'll be a whole bunch of birds in front of your house? You better start understanding. When you see those birds, you better put your hands up and say, thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Because he is protecting your house. He's protecting you from some type of destruction. But all you see in the physical, man, what are all these birds in front of my house for? Whew. You better start understanding that Yahweh sends the birds. He sends wild animals. He sends bears. He sends tigers. He sends jaguar. He sends hyenas. He sends whoever he got to send to protect you, man. He'll send a wild dog. He'll send a big pit bull just to come running. Woo, 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 woo. And you don't know what's behind you, but that dog knows what's behind you. He's going to leap and attack your attacker. Come on, man. Y'all sitting up here worrying about what Joe Biden going to do. Woo. And the Most High says, read my word, bitches. You will, it's 25 right here. You will know that your children will be many and your descendants like the grass of the earth. Come on, man. You will know that your children will be many. Come on. Come on, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Do you understand what he's saying in his word? He pretty much breaking down, okay, I only have one child right now, right? But I don't know if my child may have four or five kids. And then out of those five kids, they have several children. One, see, that's what's called carrying your legacy. You have a child, okay, boom. You only have one child. That's fine. Then he has four or five children. Then they have 3 to 5 children. Now you have a whole village. You will know that your children will be many and your descendants like the grass of the earth is going to keep growing. Come on, man. Why you think the Most High speaks in parables in his word, man? Why you think he keeps speaking? Come on, man. Thank you, yada yada him. Yahweh being Yahweh. Verse 26, you will come to the grave in full vogue, like shells gathered in season. 27, we have examined this and it's true, so hear it and apply it to yourself. Come on, man. So the Most High is saying, if you're hearing this word, you need to apply it to yourself. Stop worrying about what Joe Biden gonna do. Stop worrying about what the Army's gonna do, what the DEA gonna do, what FEMA gonna do, what the CIA's doing. Man, what they are they spying on us? Are they doing this to it? Are they Bill Gates? Bill Gates is a fucking clone. First of all, Bill Gates was dead 10 years ago. That's a fucking clone. Yes. Pull it up. Pull it up. Bill Gates been dead for over 10 years. Now all of a sudden they bringing up Tupac. Now they bring Tupac up. Now all of a sudden his killer, so-called killer, been arrested. Tupac is a character. Tupac was a character. I'm going to say it one more time to the people in the back. Tupac was a character. And he's not dead, by the way. Stop letting them bring these all this distraction. It's distractions. Oh, they don't shut the government down. Now COVID coming back. See, I'm telling you, Satan's time is up. I keep saying that, man. I keep saying that on this podcast over and over and over. His time is up. He got to come up with anything to distract you, but it's not working anymore. It's not working anymore. Let's go back to 21, man. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes. Come on, man. Destruction is coming to America. His one-third is going to be protected. You best believe that. If you truly believe in Yah, you ain't worried about, you ain't hearing what they say. Oh, man, you know, they said they're going to do this. They said they're going to do that. They said if you ain't got your COVID vaccine and you ain't got your car presented, they was going to do this to you and they're going to do that to you. Man, let them do what they must. Let them do what they must. Let them do what they must. I'm going to say it again. Let them do what they must. But I'm not going to be worried about what a man is telling me. Worried about no man going, what a man going to tell me. What? Y'all better start paying attention. Y'all better start really paying attention out here. Y'all better start paying attention. Keep worrying about what a man gonna tell you. What a man said. And what a man gonna do. And what a man gonna do this. And what a man gonna do that. A man gonna do shit. But shit on himself and cry. That's all he gonna do. Shit on himself and cry. Now, I've been promising you guys that how to correct your stats. I'm going to do this. This is a 14-minute video, 14 minutes and 40 seconds to be exact. It's coming from the channel Nation's Real Self-Empowerment. It's 14 minutes long. Please listen to this video, and then afterwards, I will come and close out this show for the final time until we get on Roku Network. I am claiming it right now. Yah's word is going to get on Roku. Yah's word is going to get on Roku. I'm going to say that again. Yah's word is going to get on Roku. All right, here's the video, guys.
I figured that one thing I can do probably on a pretty daily track is do one of these articles that Anna puts out. So here's how to correct your political status and why. Again, I really like using Anna because she just gives information and it just seems really soundproof to me. I have people who talk about it all the time, oh, she's a fraud and she's a fake, she's a phony, she's all this other stuff. Then I look at her readings and I'm like, I mean, she just lays it all out there. She doesn't seem like she has anything to hide. She doesn't seem like she really has anything to gain from this. She's old as hell. She's smart. She's prolific in her speech and in her communication with people. She's just really straightforward. So that's why I like using her. If you have any chance to read this book, Disclosure 101, it's like a hefty, hefty book, but it literally just proves her point. And so I have yet to find anyone not just parrot the words of somebody else saying that she's a fraud. And so I don't, that's my two cents about it. So we're gonna be talking about how to correct your political status and why, based off of what she says, and I'll give you guys a small commentary based on the other readings that I've done. Now, before I started doing any of this, here's my stack, here's my due diligence. I gathered up all of a bunch of sources that she has put out. And I went through them and I marked them down. And I marked down what was important. I looked over what years, what certain things were happening, because there was a way that they were doing things before in the assembly that was different than what we're doing, a little bit different than what we're doing now. For example, before they were using the IRS Form 56, we don't do that anymore. The UCC-1, we don't do that anymore. And she explains why we don't do that. And that's, I tend right now to trust what she's saying because I have no reason not to. And I'm not, that's all I have to say about that. So with all that being said, let's get right into it. The chances are you aren't obligated to be considered any form of federal municipal citizen or as a federal territorial citizen, but you have been entrapped in a profit scheme that pretends that you have knowingly and willingly agreed to act as a volunteer federal employee, specifically as a withholding agent, a warrant officer in the Merchant Marine Service, and that you have purposely and knowingly enrolled in the Social Security program, which is only available to federal employees in order to receive benefits from the Public Charitable Trust, the PCT, which was organized in the wake of the Civil War for welfare relief of former plantation slaves. What? You never worked a day for the federal government? You were never told that Social Security is only for federal employees and dependents? You are a former plantation slave? You never got any benefits? Well then, you have to stop calling yourself any kind of United States citizen because citizens all work for the government. They have a duty and obligation to obey every statute, code, and whim of the government as a result, and they are also liable to pay federal income taxes. You also have to stop voting in any U.S. elections, and including state-of-state elections, because the state-of-states are just local franchises of the federal corporations defined at 28 U.S.C. 3002, number 15. And that definition is the United States means a federal corporation, an agency, or entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. So, step one, withdraw and rescind any and all applications and enrollments as a registered voter. You have no natural interest in the elections of a foreign corporation that you don't work for, right? And I would say that that's probably correct. If you don't get a paycheck direct from the federal government and you don't want to function as a free withholding agent and aren't interested in any benefits that you pay for yourself and don't want to be held subject to the whims of a foreign entity that is supposed to be providing you with good faith service instead, then read on. And that would be good faith service instead. You have been mischaracterized and defrauded, and you have a prima facie evidence of that readily available. We have been defrauded, guys. You think of it as your birth certificate, but it isn't. It is a certification that a federal municipal person, in all capital letters, was created and named after you, and that at one point in your life, you were a real American. You were born on your birthday, but the municipal person has a birthday, which is several days or weeks later, the filing date shown on the certificate. And I've looked at my birth certificate. If you look at yours, you'll see that it's exactly the same date that it was. There's two different dates on there. Please note that the birth certificate is printed on bond paper. It is a security instrument. Please note that it has been signed by the registrar, an officer of the probate court. This is prima facie evidence that your earthly estate was probated when you were only a few days or weeks old, and that it was seized upon by the state of blank, or in capital letters, all capital letters, the state of blank, whatever state, and operated for its benefit from that use from the time on. So step two, ditch the federal municipal person and the responsibilities and obligations associated with it. You need to get the birth certificate authenticated, and if that is possible in your state, or certified. If not, then you need to endorse it and surrender it to the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. Please note the dots between the U and the S, the U.S. Treasury, and make it to Stephen M. Munchin, the fiduciary responsible for it. The endorsement is simple but exact. The authenticated or certificated birth certificate that the birth state Secretary of State sends back to you will have a cover page riveted or hard stapled and firmly attached to the front of the birth certificate. I have not done this yet, and this is something that I've been asking questions about and something I will probably end up doing. You leave that cover page attached, and on the front of the birth certificate itself, in the upper left corner and in red ink, you write accepted by drawee and sign it by your upper and lowercase signature and date it. Then you turn the birth certificate over on the back and write anywhere, paid to the order of the United States of America, United States Treasury, without recourse. And again, write by line your upper and lower case signature and then date it. And so next comes the Form 56. So we don't do the Form 56 anymore because, well, she explains it in a different article, but basically because the United States has been bankrupt. So I'm not even going to go over this, but if you want to, you can just go to Anna von Ritz, and then you can find her on there, and I'll just take you there right now. It's AnnaVonRitz.com, and you can find all of her. You can find a whole thing here. Sorry, you can only see a certain amount of my screen. Okay, so with that being said, she goes over the Form 56. We don't do that anymore, and there's a reason for that, but we're going to get into it, in, I guess, in another video, another letter. All right, and then in step three, we notify the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service at this date here, at the Department of the Treasury, We notify both the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service at the Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, P.O. Box 480, Holtsville, New York, 11720480, and the Internal Revenue Office of the Commissioner, Room 3000, 1111, Constitution Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. See, one goes to New York, one goes to D.C., that you have retired, and we still do this, that you have retired from all presumed federal service and that you are revoking your election to pay federal income taxes effective October 1st of whatever year it is, probably the first month or whatever it is. Send these notices via registered mail to, and save a copy and the mailing receipts in the green Ricard return receipt requested for your eternally done and over file. No more voter registration, no more obligation to pay to file federal income taxes, and no more municipal United States person for the district, U.S. District Court, that is the District of Columbia Municipal Corporation, District Court to address. Okay, after that, she says that there's a little bit more. You also have to rebut and return the allegation of territorial United States citizenship, and you do that with the Act of Expatriation. We talked about that on my channel already. There's a video on there. That this is as simple as saying that your allegiance is to the soil of your native birth, say Louisiana, and that you act only as a private American state trading vessel and birthright member of the unincorporated private trade association doing business as the United States of America. That is the original raw form of the United States of America, unincorporated, guys. Now, no matter what kind of wordsmithing and duplicitous redefining of terms that goes on forever afterwards, no incorporated entity or franchise of any incorporated entity that can claim that you are operating, that it's you operating as a foreign citizen trust belonging to them or abandoned for their benefit. When you record yourself on the land, it doesn't matter how many times they continue to make all of these different variations, permutations of your name in all capital letters. We have recorded ourselves on land, and we know that it's our copyrighted name. And so they can never confuse us or presume that that is us out there. And this was FDR's fraudulent claim against Americans in 1933.
What if there was an automated software that could make passive income for you? You've probably heard about...
You have declared that at home you are living on the land, and at sea your name is an American vessel engaged in international trade, not subject to federal regulation of commerce, okay? There's a difference between trade and commerce. And that you are owed the protections of the actual Constitution and the treaties backing it. So now they have no grounds to presume that you are a territorial United States citizen either. So finally, the rats have created international organizations and run them in your name. You need to seize upon these organizations and file liens against them, which I'm pretty sure she already did. So we don't actually have to do the UCC one because the United States, the municipal United States, is already bankrupt. It went bankrupt in, I believe, 2020. And so you can't, she explains that you basically don't, you can't get anything from a company that's already bankrupt. You can't do that. So that's why we don't do the UCC financing statement form, okay? And apparently she has already did one, and that's a very important document that we'll go over at some point in time. With that being said, we're not going to go over that. And not finally, provided your employees with a fistful of paperwork repeating all their lies and presumptions about you, they can no longer presume anything about your political status, except that it is private and that you are operating lawfully and without any obligation to them or their organization. Quite the opposite. They are, in fact, your employees and obligated to you. Your final stop should be to the Secretary of State's office to present him with another copy of your authenticated birth certificate. I want you to stare at that man or woman right in the eye and say, this is prima facie evidence of a public trust. If necessary, continue on. And also, prima facie evidence of intent to defraud. Reclaimed my birthright political status, and I want the proper passport I am owed. And I'm doing that passport process over there, the DS-11. I reclaimed my birth. And if you aren't authorized to use it, get on the phone and find out. Get on the phone and find out who is. If they attempt to drag you into one of their courts, ask them where they will find the authority to address you. And where they will find a jury of your peers. The great fraud is over. The international trustees responsible for its mess know that it is. You know that it is. It's just a matter of time before the whole world wakes up and goes WT, which I don't know what that means. All right, so that is how to correct your political status and why. This one is article 560. And again, going through some of these articles, there are some things that still applies, there's some things that does not apply to us because the United States did go bankrupt, and so there are certain things that you can't do now that it went bankrupt. And any other thing we'll be going over at some point in time, but I appreciate you guys for listening. Here's how to correct your political status and why. You now know on here at least a few bits and pieces of what you should do, okay? Again, that looks like the authentication. Withdraw and rescind any applications and enrollments as a registered voter, okay? And then also ditch the federal municipal person and the responsibilities along with it. Means get in authenticated, send it into the U.S. Treasury. And then we do not do the Form 56. We do this. We notify the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service in New York and in D.C. that we're no longer electing to pay them anymore. And then we do not do the UCC. Okay. So I hope that was clear. It was real short, and I hope you guys get something out of this. But going back over Anna's, I'm just going back over the important ones that I have found a lot of benefit from, and I think that you guys might also. And it really kind of helped clarify the whole situation. She's bringing a greater scope of this whole situation from like a bird's eye view. Okay, it's not just like all these little things in between here. It's really a bird's eye view. So blessings, and we'll see you on our next video.
All right, thank you very much. That was a good video, breaking things down. There's a lot more to that. You also have your bare arms form. I have all those forms, and also, so I'm going to show you right now. Hold on for one moment. I have this in my files. For one moment, I apologize. Okay, there you go. If you want a packet, if you want a complete packet, okay, go to mystatuscorrect.com. Again, www.mystatusselect.com. This is professional services for American state nationals. And the lady who's running the whole entire program, Evangelist Grace Cuffings, Select Professional Services, and they're based out of New Mexico. So, again, I'm going to say this one more time. Go to mystatusselect.com. Apologize about that. mystatusselect.com, and from there you can choose which package you want to get. My personal opinion, just go get the $75 package. Okay, it's going to come with everything that man just said in his video, and you can send it to like I said, I'm still in the process. I'm doing a lot of things right now, but I'm still in the process of getting everything done the right way. I got my world passport. Also, okay, speaking of that, let me before we even get started with that, before we get started with my last... Okay, there you go. So, to get your world passport. Now, here's the thing about the world passport that people are not really getting, okay? The world passport is a 30-page machine-readable travel document, MRDTD, okay? With an Afro-numeric code line, scan-in passport photo, and ghost security paper with embedded logo. So just like your U.S. passport has all those things, other nations' passport has all those things, the world passport has all those things as well, okay? My personal opinion, now, Yash Karai, now, again, Yash Karai, I'm not going to tell you not to listen to another man. If you believe in Yash Karai, then go do what you got to do. If you believe Yash Karai is correct, then more favor to you. Me personally, I will still keep my driver's license. And here's the reason why. When you get pulled over, and they, 95% of the cops are stupid. Okay? Matter of fact, it's more than that, really. But I'm going to say 95% just to be nice. 95% of the cops are stupid. They're not going to understand traveling in private versus the public. They're not going to understand the world passport. They're not going to understand these things because they're slaves. See, most people are slaves. They're slaves as well, okay? Just because they're the slave catchers doesn't mean that they're still not slaves. They're slaves themselves, okay? So, if you want to get your world passport, please go to worldservice.org, okay? Worldservice.org, all right? And then from there, the mandate for the world passport is Article 13-2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is everyone has the right to leave any country, including one's own, and return to one's country, okay? But a lot of these people in customs, they're not gonna understand this stuff. So I want you to understand what I'm saying to you right now. You have your world passport. Use the world passport for when America finally is falling. What I'm talking about is fell. Okay, like nobody is every man, every woman for themselves. You use the world passport for those reasons. You use the world passport for the emergencies, okay? Now, if you want to get your national passport, please follow all the instructions that was in that video that I had on the podcast just now. Please follow that. But if you truly want to travel in private, you need to get your world passport. And to get your world passport is worldservice.org/.pass, okay? .html, and from there you can apply online for your world passport. Now they have four columns here. 10 years, $125, 5 years, $100, for 3 years, $75. And for $500, it's a 15-year donor passport, okay? Also, they also have other documents. This is your world identify card, world birth card, world birth certificate, world citizen card. They also have international exit visas. They also offer as well. So, please, if you truly want to travel in private, you need to go to worldservice.org and get your world passport. Now, again, this will be our last podcast for the year. I have just made a decision to because it's not fair to the listeners to just to have me once a month every time I feel like it or whatever like that. And the reason why I have been, because I've been all over the place, okay? I'm still a father, okay? You gotta remember, I'm still a father, okay? I'm a single dad. So I gotta take care of my son as well. I also gotta take care of my businesses. I gotta take care of a house, okay? I have a lot of stuff on my plate, and I can't do all that and then carry on this podcast and give you everything that I can give you. Okay, this time, like the last 2 or 3 days, I just been outright exhausted. I don't know why I've been exhausted, but I just been outright exhausted. So my apologies to my listeners. Again, my apologies to my followers. Apologies to everybody that truly listens to my podcast and truly are engaged into me speaking Yah's word. I truly do apologize, but it's not because I don't want to do this anymore. It's because of the fact that I've been exhausted. And so what we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to shut it down just for a little while. And then next year, we're going to revamp. Now, I'm still going to have the radio show. But I am looking to, I'm going to say this one more time for everybody. Everybody can hear me. I am looking for like-minded people who are speaking Yah's word, who is speaking truth, who is speaking real stuff, okay? Who is speaking real. I am speaking to the people who are speaking real. I'm gonna say that one more time. I'm speaking to the people who are speaking real, all right? I want to get together and I want to build a network. Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. I want like-minded people, not no dead brain bitch, not no funky ass nigga, not these, sissy ass men, not these big bushy ass women. I ain't talking about none of that faggoty shit. I'm not talking about none of that fuck shit. None of that. I'm talking about real men and women of Yah who are speaking truth, who is keeping it real, who is have positive messages, who has positivity. Not that Christianity shit. I want to get together and help create a network. Okay? I want to do that. So please, I'm going to be reaching out to certain individuals. Hey, I know you got your show. I got my show. Let's put our shows together and create this network. This is how NBC became powerful. This is how ABC became powerful. Fox and all this other stuff. People got together. If Satan's children can get together and create a network, why Yah's people can't do it? Why Yah's people can't do it? So again, this will be my last show for the year, but this is not going to be the end. This will not be the end. I'm going to say it again. This will not be the end. And if you still want to listen to my podcast, guess what? I have several episodes. I have several scripture shows. I have several. I have content on my Instagram at KingJude23, KingJude23. I have planned content there. I have planned content on my Facebook page. Okay, at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE, not LIFELYFE. I have plenty of content, and I have all these scripture shows on this, and go on the archive and download them before they shut down the internet. Please start downloading these shows. Start putting these shows into your head and start meditating. Start let this thing sizzle into your spirit. Let the thing sizzle into your universe. Okay, because you are going to be the one that's going to have to look out for you. And again, when this thing gets real, I'm gonna say it again. When this thing gets real, 90-95% of your circle, you're going to have to abandon, okay? Love you guys, all right? Shalom to everybody. I love you guys. Trust me, I will be back, and we're going to be back with some more fire. Trust me. But I'm looking to create a digital network. I'm looking to create a digital network with like-minded people and put it on Roku, okay? Peace and favor, one love.